Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, we're coming up on that day. Today is May 5th, which means tomorrow is May 6th. And if you've been following the Every Day Saturday message for any length of time, you know May 6th is a magical date, right? That's the day your boy left the old J-O-B, the jump out of bed, the journey of the broke, the just over broke, the J-O-B, May 6th, 2005. And that is what I want to talk about on today's Every Day Saturday podcast. Welcome back, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Your humble podcaster, podcasting from Southwest Ohio, in the midst of a pandemic all across the world, but we don't let that get us down. You know, I should have let you know earlier, and my apologies for this. I have a live training happening today inside our Facebook group, and if you're in there, then you'll see it. And if you're not, just go to Facebook and join Sam Crowley's group of doers, dreamers, and entrepreneurs, all right? I'm hosting a live event at 4 o'clock Eastern today, May 5th, 2020. And in 1 hour, I'm going to take you from beginner to expert in podcasting. Maybe more, because I'll take some Q&A as well. It's an event that I'm doing live inside our private Facebook group. You're more than welcome to join. If you're already in the group, then you would have seen the announcement. I should have let you know ahead of time. But I'm also going to put the replay on my YouTube channel. YouTube, what's the channel? Let me think. Oh, Every Day is Saturday. Just check it out. You'll see the replay there as well. My goal is to get you and everybody else podcasting. It's the easiest, simplest way to launch a global message and to connect with. It's the best audience. It's the best people you'll ever find. How do I know? Because you're one of them. You're listening. So would you recommend somebody like you listen to a podcast? Of course. And you know, it's funny when you talk about podcasting. When I left my job, you know the story. If you don't, I'll share with you the 30-second version. I quit my job making 100 grand a year, corporate salary, bonus, stock options, all that. I just wanted more out of life. I was 37 and miserable. And I, you know, the higher I went up the corporate pyramid, the more miserable I got because I realized I had to become a person I didn't want to become. So at some point, we all get there. Everybody does. You might be 80 when you get there. You might be 25. Who knows? For me, it hit me around my early 30s when I started having kids. And it's like, oh, this kind of sucks. Can't see the kids. Why bother having a family if you can't spend time with them? Oh, but you got to be a provider. Here's a news flash. You can provide for your family and not be a corporate slave. You know that, right? So as long as you know that, it's possible, especially now in the digital economy. Holy cow. I mean, everybody, and I mean everybody can do it. It takes work. It takes work, but going to your job you hate every day takes work as well, right? I realize it goes into autopilot at some point in time, and it's not a lot of work, and you're getting paid, and you're mad, but who wants that? Like, who wants to go through the day never having a challenge and never figure out and learning something new and doing something new and experiencing something new and meeting new people? So when I quit my job, I remember, man, May 6, 2005, I just said, I'm done. And I wasn't even, you know what? I wasn't the greatest employee in the world. And here's what I found out. You're only as good as your last sales quota you make. You're only as good as your last whatever you do for your boss. You're only worth what that position is worth. Your boss, you are replaceable the next day. I mean, here you're talking about somebody myself. I was promoted 3 times in 4 years, from 2002 to 2005. And I mean, it was a pretty fast deal, you know? And it's just wild that, you know, I used to, oh my God, I'm this great. You're replaceable the next day. And here's what I learned, you know, especially it's funny, you see people posting online now, hey, working from home today, and like they're in their pajamas or a pair of shorts and they got their feet up. I thought that's what I always wanted. I thought it was so cool in the rare, and I mean like once every 4 months, I would work from home, maybe, and I'd be in my pajamas on the couch at 8 a.m. with my laptop. This was back when laptops, you could barely even get a Wi-Fi signal, and it was like dial-up internet. But anyway, I was like, wow, the laptop lifestyle. You know what I do now? I get up, and I work. I watch videos. I'll get up maybe 4:35 in the morning. I'll watch several hours of training videos. A lot of it right now is on digital marketing, search engine optimization, things like that for my agency where I do SEO work and build sites and stuff for clients. And after I'm done, I shower and I get dressed and I put a nice collared shirt on. And sometimes you'll see me on a webinar in a t-shirt or another shirt, but I may have already changed out of it. Like, I'm intentional about looking like I'm at least presentable and I'm working. And that's very important to do when you work from home. It's very easy to get into that type of mindset where all you wear is a pair of shorts, a ratty t-shirt, maybe you shower, maybe you don't. Guys, you got 2 or 3 day growth on your face. And it's like, you know, that's okay. It's okay for a while, but it's not okay, especially if you're somebody who, like me, has to trick your mind into being in a high productivity environment. And high productivity for me means looking good. You know, who doesn't want to look good? You know, looks aren't everything. I agree with that. Our body comes in all different shapes and sizes. But what you do is you take that shape and that size that you have, you love it. And if it can be improved upon, then you improve upon it. You know, if you need to lose 50 pounds, lose 50 pounds, okay? Everything is out there for you to figure out how to do it. Here's a real quick idea. Stop consuming as many calories as you burn and you'll lose weight. It really is that simple. Now, for those of you that got the tricky medical situations and thyroid, I'm not even going down there. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying for me, you know what I did? I took in less calories than I burned, okay? And that was the trick to losing weight quickly and keeping it off and just managing that weight. But when you look good, if you've got a body, okay, doesn't matter if you're hourglass shape, bowling pin shape, doesn't matter what shape you got, all shapes and sizes, you want to look good for that body you have. You want to look like you're presentable. Put a nice outfit on, get yourself looking like you're going to the office, and then go to work in your home. You know, everybody's caught up. Well, I don't look like so-and-so and you got to be pretty to do this. Or you got to be a Hollywood actor to look like this and do video. That's not true. That's not true. You are already beautiful. I mean, I tell my daughters that all the time because, I mean, look, I'm the father of 4 girls. And I say, girl, embrace the body that God gave you. Embrace. This is, you are made in the image of God himself. Do you understand that? God did not make a mistake when he made your body. So quit trying to change it, okay? You are created in his likeness. And that goes for you listening to this podcast as well. So take that body that God gave you, put a nice pair of pants on or a nice dress on or nice pair of shoes, do your hair and get to work. I wish I would have known that back when I first got started because I was embracing back in May of 2005. I was like, well, I'm not taking a shower today. I'm just going to wear a pair of shoes. And I feel like yucky, you know. I feel like, oh, this is neat. I'm in shorts again today, gym shorts. It just didn't work for me. And what worked for me was putting my mind in this area that I'm still going to work. And eventually I snapped out of it, by the way. But I'm still going to work. I'm going to dress like I'm going to work. I'm going to feel like I'm going to work. And work is a 4-letter word. And work is amazing when you understand it. You absolutely love doing it. So you know what I think I'm going to do this week? All week. I didn't even think about it, but I'm doing it now. I'm going to go every day this week, starting today. It's Tuesday, May 5th. And we're going to go all the way the rest of the week. And I'm going to take a look back when I quit my job and give the Sam Crowley of 15 years ago advice from the Sam Crowley of today. And it'll work with you as well because wherever you at, these are wherever you at, I'll find you. But these are timeless principles, kind of like these are the things I wish I would have known back then. Let's just phrase that. I like that. Do you like that? I like that. You like that? I like that. So why don't we go with that for the theme? But man, it's been 15 years since your boy pulled the ripcord on that corporate life, only to fail miserably, by the way, in 90 days. 90 days has to be the fastest failing ever. And then went back to the job. Holy cow. In August of this year, I should probably record a whole week of what that was like, going back to work for everybody that used to work for me and all that stuff and being made fun of and ridiculed and mocked. And oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm getting heartburn just thinking about it. Hey, would love to work with you one-on-one to help you avoid all those landmines that everybody else hits when they first try to launch their message. And maybe you've tried 20 times, you just haven't found success. Go ahead and get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book a call. I'll call you and we'll get going. Serious inquiries only, please. Individuals that are ready to rock and roll, because I'm going to hold you accountable to getting it done. And I'm going to teach you everything I know about how to launch a winning message, a global message, and really how to monetize your passion. So get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. I'll see you back on the show tomorrow, day 2 of What I Wish I Would Have Known Then That I Know Now. All right. Let's go get up, get dressed, start looking like you're going to work, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.